Everybody, Doc Brian here, and welcome to Doc Talks. We talk about people's troubles, trials, tribulations, and hopefully triumphs in life. Today, we are in LifeWord Studios broadcasting in 174 languages to 127 countries with a potential listening audience of 2 billion people. You can find all of our content at lifeword.org. Today, we're going to talk about something that I believe is very needed in today's times, and things that I feel like a lot of times it goes unnoticed and hidden from a lot of us. When the pastor has a mental health issue, how to have those conversations. And so I want to thank you for leaning into this conversation that we often avoid. It's heavy, it's tender, but it's necessary. Pastoral ministry is often painted as triumphant, leading people to Christ, preaching powerful sermons, being present for people in their most joyous and darkest times of life. But for many pastors, behind the pulpit smile is an inner weight, a hidden darkness. And when there's no safe space in the church to speak of it, pastors can feel alone. So the question is, how do pastors find help when they don't feel safe being honest within their own church? And what happens if they don't seek help? That's the journey we're going to talk about today. So first, let's turn to the Word of God, which never shames the suffering but draws us near. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Not just church people, not just those in our pews, but pastors too. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 8, and 9 says, "We were too crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. And we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die." Paul, the greatest missionary of the early church, confessed despair beyond what he could endure. Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Pastor, Jesus didn't say, "Come when you're strong." He said, "Come when you are weary. Come burdened, come as you are." And let's not forget Elisha in 1 Kings chapter 19. After this great victory on Mount Carmel, he flees into the wilderness, collapses under a broom tree, and he prays, "I've had enough, Lord. Just take my life." Even the great prophet Elijah wanted to die. And what does God do? He doesn't scold him. He doesn't belittle him. He sends an angel with food and tells him to take a nap. God's care begins not with correction, but with compassion. And this is the biblical model: acknowledgement, not avoidance; presence, not pretense. Now let's look at what research tells us. Lifeway says that 23% of Protestant pastors acknowledge having struggled with some form of mental illness. Yet nearly half, 49%, say they rarely or never preach on mental health. Barna Research says 65% of pastors report they received no professional mental health support. And post-pandemic surveys say over 40% of pastors considered leaving their churches, and more than half considered leaving the ministry altogether. The reasons? Isolation. Pastors fear that if they reveal depression or anxiety, it will be weaponized against them. Or the stigma of mental health: churches see mental health as a weakness, or even some as a moral failure or spiritual weakness. Then we have burnout, these endless demands, the sermons, the counseling, the conflict resolution. They leave no margin There's the unrealistic expectations of church members, and sometimes they expect pastors to be tireless, to be flawless, to be unbreakable. And this silence becomes a prison. And tragically, some pastors never escape. Let me share a few real stories. Some stories of pastors who went public. And here's what happened. Micah Muir of Amarillo, Texas, had crippling anxiety that led to hospitalization. And after going public with what he dealt with, 300 church members wrote him saying simply, "Thank you, me too." Dr. Danny Forshee, a good friend of mine in Austin, Texas, reports to have paralyzing anxiety, panic about dying in the pulpit. And today, he takes medication. He takes time for self-care. And he tells his story openly. Or Michael Waldron of Harlem, New York, just suddenly one day found himself contemplating suicide. And now he openly speaks about therapy and even founded a clinic offering free health care to his community. Or Jeff Bullock in Australia, he's a worship leader who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, who became an advocate by simply telling his story publicly. When pastors share, stigma breaks. And when stigma breaks, healing can begin. Not just for the pastor, but for the whole church. And friend, that's what we need today, is for the stigma to end. But we must also face the heartbreaking reality that not every pastor makes it through. Jared Wilson, the associate pastor at Harvest Christian Fellowship and founder of Anthem of Hope, which was a ministry for those with depression. He died by suicide in 2019. And hours earlier, he had officiated a funeral for another suicide victim. His message had been that faith and depression are not opposites, and yet the pain proved overwhelming. And his death sent shockwaves through the church. Or Andrew Stocklin, a lead pastor of Indian Hills Church in California. He preached passionately about God's faithfulness, even in the midst of the storm. But behind the scenes, he battled anxiety and depression. And in 2018, he attempted suicide in his church building and later died. His wife, Kayla, now advocates powerfully for pastoral mental health, reminding the church that pastors are human, that pastors suffer too. Isaac Hunter, son of a megachurch pastor, Joe Hunter, in Florida. He founded a thriving church. But in 2013, just at 36 years old, he died by suicide, leaving his family and his congregation stunned. These stories, they're tragic, but they're not without redemption, because from their pain, conversations have begun. Churches that once were silent now speak. Families that once were crushed now advocate. But we must ask ourselves, how many more pastors must die before the church makes it safe for shepherds to be sheep? Here's the truth, friends. Depression is not a sin. Anxiety is not unbelief. Suicidal thoughts are not the absence of faith. They are simply signals of pain. Just like chest pain signals heart trouble, and just as no pastor would refuse a doctor for a heart attack, no pastor should refuse help for a mental health crisis. Scripture reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. Pressed? Yes. Perplexed? Absolutely. Even despairing? Sometimes. But crushed forever? Absolutely not. God holds us even when our grip is weak. So what do we do? What do we do if we cannot speak freely in our churches, if we don't feel safe in our church? Well, first, I would find one safe person outside of your congregation, a mentor, a retired pastor, or a counselor. You do not have to carry this alone. Seek professional help through Christian networks, Christian therapy. Join clergy support groups. There are many that meet online, and some even meet anonymously. You must build a rhythm of rest. You must have prayer. You must have a time of Sabbath. There must be exercise, journaling. But probably one of the hardest things is to set boundaries. Jesus himself withdrew from crowds. He took time to rest. And pastors must set boundaries too. And there may be a time where you need to consider a temporary sabbatical, to step away from your ministry to save your life. Pastors, I want you to hear me. Getting help is not failure. Getting help is not failure. It is wisdom. It is faith in action. Today, I want to close with hope. We've seen some tragedy. Some pastors we love are gone. But God's word tells us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And he is close to you right now. Pastor, I want you to remember that your scars are not your shame. Your pain can be the soil of someone else's suffering. Your honesty may not just save your life, but it may save the life of another pastor who is silently watching you. Elijah wanted to die, but instead God met him with rest, with food, and with presence. And Elijah's ministry continued. God is not finished with you. You may feel weary, but you're not abandoned. You may feel broken, but you are a still beloved son. And the church needs shepherds who are human, who show that weakness is not the end of faith, but often the beginning. So remember today, you're not alone. Needing help doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're human. The same God who called you has not abandoned you. He provides not only his spirit, but also his people, his counselors, his doctors. Reach out. Healing is possible. Hope is real. I can tell you from personal experience, I have been to the deepest depths of depression. I have sat in my home and contemplated how to end it all. But God, in his grace and his mercy and his loving kindness, placed people in my life who rescued me, who encouraged me to understand that depression, the anxiety that I was feeling, was okay. Friend, I want you to know that however you feel today, it's okay to feel that way. Just please, please, please don't unpack and live there. There is hope today. Friend, I want to say a prayer for you today. Father God, I thank you for the ones who are listening today. Lord, you know their heart. You know their inner being better than they know themselves. Father, we pray today to a God of hope, a God of comfort, a God of peace, a God of healing. Father, I just lift this listener up to you. Lord, they may be the one who is on the brink of ending it all. Father, I pray that you would place someone in their path, Lord, that gives them hope. Lord, give them the boldness to ask for help. Your presence of your Holy Spirit to tell them, for them to know that they're not alone. And I just speak Jesus over them. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. If you or someone you know is in immediate danger or a risk of self-harm, I want you to call 911. Go to the nearest emergency room. Or you can dial 988. You can text or call in the U.S. for free, 24/7, for crisis support of the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Or Focus on the Family has a pastoral care line. It's confidential counseling for pastors and ministry leaders. It's 1-844-4-PASTOR, which is 844-472-7867. I want to thank you for listening today. And may the God who is near to the brokenhearted be near to you. I'm Doc Brian. Find all of our content at lifeword.org. You can find me at the.brian.com. Remember today, there's hope. Thank you for listening.